the eating air. I could leave this world quite without a care.
Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up, there's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose. This is MC Ice-T. I'm out of here. Peace.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. Welcome back, everybody, and the first of our delights for you tonight is the fantastic
you got to help me, babe. I can't do it all by myself. You got to help me, babe. I can't do it all by myself. You know if you don't help me, darling, I have to find somebody else. I may have to wash, may have to sew, I might have to cook. Well, I might mop the floor, but you help me, darling. I can't do it all by myself. You know if you don't help me, baby, I'll have to find somebody else. You talk to me. Oh, babe, I can't do it all by myself. You know if you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find somebody else. You help me. Help me, darling.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn in rage at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late. They grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Brave men, near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle to that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Thornton, what does that poem mean to you?
It means I don't take from no one. I'm gonna pass this test. I'm staying in school. Who's next?
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle, and the show is Chris's Helpful Tips. My guest today is Derek Gary. Welcome back to WMFO, Derek.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
That's right. That's right. That's like Al Pacino and The Godfather. 2 and 3, I think he complained about that.
It is.
But I'm glad to have you back here. Today is my birthday, of course.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's been good so far. I worked today. I didn't work very hard, but I worked today, and I went out. And one of the first tips that I decided to do, I was talking to my brother on the phone. Daryl called me up, and he said, happy birthday. He said, what are you doing? I said, not much. And he said, you know, we should have a couple of drinks this weekend, maybe some whiskey or some good beer. And
ooh.
I went to the Treehouse, and I bought a case of beer called the Kingly Mix for $124.95 for a case.
Yikes.
Yeah.
What's in there?
It's in my trunk right now. It's got all kinds of crazy stuff in there. I haven't even gotten a chance to look at it. I got it like right before I came to the radio station.
I mean, I'm not beyond spending that kind of money for whiskey.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A good bottle of single malt, but beer...
Treehouse is good.
It's $120 worth of beer. It better be truffle-infused beer.
$125.
Or something. Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
You could buy like 700 cases of Bud Light for that.
Yeah. But, you know, one tastes like a creamsicle and it'll get you drunk.
Okay.
So, you know, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
You're a beer guy. I remember you like the chocolate beers and things like that, the double, triple chocolate malts.
I kind of drifted.
Yeah.
I'm really not. I don't really drink beer anymore.
You're going for the hardest stuff because you have less time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm. You know, it.
You're busy.
I have less time.
Yep.
I have less patience.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's. I get home from work, and the 3-year-old is on me, and it's like I need to get drunk now.
Yeah.
I
just
can't.
Like was it the It's a Wonderful Life with Nick the bartender? We serve hard liquor for men who want to get drunk quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it's all about. So bring on the single malt, bring on the vodka. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, because Clarence asked for a hot toddy, and Nick's like, "No, we're gonna kick you out. It's whiskey and nothing."
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah,
that's how you do it.
Time is getting shorter. That's what I'm noticing. Time is getting much, much shorter.
It is, and I find the hard liquor hangover when it happens to be a little easier to endure than the beer hangover.
Mm-hmm. We have Sound 8 in the background. You know this stuff. Music for family fun.
I do.
This is a little soundtrack in the background for people who had home movie cameras. And then, of course, they were silent movies, so people would put their music on it. So that's in the background here for the next few minutes while we're chatting. Let's throw the phone number out there, 855-915-9636. It's Chris's Helpful Tips, and what we like to do here, Derek, is we play music they don't like and advice they don't need.
That's
so
good.
Anybody could call up with a problem. We do have one that was already texted to us already.
Ooh.
And let's see if anybody calls first, and then we'll throw that one out there. It's 855-915-9636. You can call up with any problem. Or just to say hello if you like. And Derek and I will answer with infinite years of wisdom. Between the two of us, we have over a century of wisdom between the two of us.
This is true. Like 70 years of that are mine and the other 30 are yours, right?
I'm 30 years old
today. How is 36 treating you?
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered. I saw a picture of Shazam, the guy who played Shazam from the 70s, and he's looking old.
Yeah.
I'm looking better than Shazam, at least. And he's a superhero.
He still fits in the costume, though.
Yeah. That's true. I couldn't squeeze one leg into that Shazam costume.
May not be good.
No.
May want to see your doctor about that.
Honestly, Derek, I looked at pictures of me from 10 years ago, and I'm like, oh my God, I put on like another 50 pounds. But I had a lot of stress in the last 10 years. Yeah. I have to put that. Beginning the end of my 30s into my early 40s, 40 to 45 was rough. That was a rough time. 50's not so bad so far, and the 50s aren't so bad.
I lost enough weight in the time that I was away that I started becoming concerned about it.
Yeah.
But lately, the weight is coming back.
I lost 130 pounds, but it was actual person, which was nice.
Yeah.
That's the weight I lost. And boy, was that great. That was a great feeling. There's a helpful tip right there. Get rid of the dead weight, everybody. Mm. You'll be doing much, much better. It could be on you. It could be somebody that's in your life. Yeah. So we do have a question. All right. Again, 855-915-9636. If you do want to call in, we will interrupt our conversation to take your calls.
And, that's right.
And don't be, we're not going to embarrass you if you want to call in and have a problem. We can answer it to the best of our abilities.
Now remember, there are no small problems, just small actors.
That's true. Very true. So the problem that I have, this is a person. I'm not going to say if it's a man or a woman, so we're just going to call a they. They are seeing two people at the same time.
Wow.
And they want to know if they should continue. I should just throw this out there. It is a person who is much, much younger than us.
Well, let me yes. start by saying, why stop it too?
I know.
Why? Because
yeah.
my understanding...
Good advice, Derek. Good advice.
My understanding of the current dating reality
mm-hmm.
is that just figuring out how to talk to one person and get one person interested in you
yeah.
is nearly impossible.
Right, right.
So if this individual has managed to do it with two, keep
more
going.
More power to
keep
him
going.
Or her.
Load yeah. it up. Do you have an open night of the week? There should be somebody filling that for you.
I remember Alan Arkin in Little Miss Sunshine telling the teenage boy, have sex with plenty of people, as many as you can. Get it out of the way, because you'll look back later and be like, yeah, I should have done that.
I think my record was four.
Four people
yeah.
at the same time?
Yeah, I was seeing four people simultaneously.
The same night?
No, a couple of times more than one in the same night,
yeah.
or the same
nice.
24-hour period, yes.
Nice.
But yeah, I was involved with four people at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of a whore. A little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my advice is just go out and do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
It's...
Because your looks run out. Guys and girls, your looks run out.
You gotta compartmentalize. And that was the thing. I had very different things happening in my life at that point in time.
Yeah.
I was doing a couple of shows. I was going to college.
Yeah.
And so it's like I had one person that I was seeing in each one of those environments.
Yep.
And then there was never any cause for any of them to interact unless it was opening night of the show and they all decided to show up and then I had a lot of explaining to do. But up until that moment, pretty darn good.
Or a birthday party where everybody was invited. And I'm like sitting at a table of former lovers.
You can't see people in the same circle of friends. You can't do that.
Yeah.
I did that too.
Yeah.
And ultimately found myself sitting at a table with several people around it.
Alone after 50
no, with
years
several
later.
People around it saying, don't ever do that ever again.
Oh.
Because they'd talk to each other about what had happened over the weekend, and that was not a good moment.
This person is much younger, and I say go for it. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Go for it while you can. Enjoy. I could tell. I could tell they were excited about it.
When you're young, you've got the freedom.
Yep.
You've got a lot less care and a lot less to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you are practicing the safe sex,
sure,
which you want to be practicing
Saran wrap.
The safe sex.
Yep.
I'd go as far as no bodily contact below the waist these days, but because
just a little necking. They still call it necking.
Even that, you're going to get the COVIDs now. So what can you do?
You can get herpes easy.
I mean, think about this. Think of everything stacked up against this individual.
Mm-hmm.
And they've managed to form a relationship with two different people.
It's wonderful.
Keep going.
You never know. The two people might even like each other. You can have a little threesome going on.
Keep going. Hoard while you can,
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
What are the ones that are having like three and four at the same time? They're not Mormons, but
thruples?
They're kind of like them. Yeah, they're like thruplets.
Thruples.
Thruples.
Is what it's called. Thruples. That's weird, the thing now. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. Meanwhile, some guy's sitting in his basement playing Minecraft wondering why he can't get any.
You got to do it while you're young, because when you get older, you're so busy. It's like, I don't have time for one.
I don't know that it's necessarily that you're so busy, but time just seems to accelerate when you get older.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like, when the heck did it get to be Friday?
Well, you got to make money, too. You got to make money to be able to go out and enjoy yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the other thing when you're young, is the expectation that you're going to throw a lot of money around is not there.
Yeah.
For older people, you know, you better have a lot in the bank if you're going to try and keep more than one relationship going at once.
So I think maybe we should throw some advice out there, maybe for people that are older with that same question. So if somebody were, say, in their 60s and they're dating a few people, what do you think?
Well, not so much the 60s.
They have money. It's simple as that. They have money.
No, because by the time you hit 60,
yeah,
it's sort of like, you know, who will spend time with me? Because your friends are dying,
yeah. Yes, yes,
and your kids are gone, and nobody really wants to talk to you anymore because you've been a pain in the ass for the last 40 years. So, another point in your life when you can get a lot going on just because there's people around who want the companionship.
Yeah.
But if you're in that, your peak earning years,
yep.
You know, you better keep a close eye on the bank account is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, if you're keeping a couple of relationships going, you're going to spend a lot of money for one or both of them.
Yeah. Plus, just going out to dinner is $100. Not more than that. It's like $100, $150 for anything now.
Where can you go to dinner for $100? I want to
like
go there.
Like Sub Shop, pretty
really?
Much. Like you can get a chicken palm, a veal palm, and a salad. It's like $105.
Yeah, that's like $100 now. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything is at least double.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to...
I took the kid to see Monster Trucks, and the water was... The cotton candy was $13.
Oh, my God.
And the water was like
that probably
$8.
Cost like 8 cents to
oh,
make.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was it? What was $8?
The bottled water was $8.
Bottled water.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What happened to the bubbler? It's gone.
Well, you go to a stadium, you expect you're going to pay for stuff, but
yeah,
that's a lot of money.
I got something in the mail saying there's bromide, a fluoride, something's flying around in the water.
Sweet.
And I'm just like, oh, it's good news or bad news? I'm like, it's probably bad news. But it was on a piece of blue paper instead of like red, so I'm like, people are going to keep drinking it.
Yeah.
You know,
if it's on the red paper, then you probably want to stop doing that.
Probably won't even blind the boy.
Yeah. Don't take the over-the-counter cough medicines, by the way. CVS is pulling all those off the shelf. There's some advice right there.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that?
Because the active ingredient in them does nothing.
Yeah.
So you're basically spending money for a product that doesn't help you.
Yeah, but it's sweet, right? Isn't it like a isn't it like a soda?
Yeah, but
pretty much.
Go buy a soda. It costs less and has the same effect, basically.
I had a Coca-Cola this week, and I have to tell you, boy, it's like I used to drink Coke every single day when I was in my teens and 20s, and now like I have it, it goes right up to my brain, like all the bubbles and like it was good, but it wasn't the way I remembered it. And I think it's just getting that sugar out of your system makes a big difference.
I still drink way too much Mountain Dew, so I can't.
Oh, you like the Mountain Dew?
Oh,
yeah,
I
remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of those a day.
So
I'm like Warren Buffett. You know, I'm knocking back the sodas every single day.
I was thinking about, you know, what do I really enjoy? And at this point, when you get to our age, I'd say we're relatively early middle age.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't do it all in one day. I can't think of a perfect day, you know. But what I do like is have to have some nice food at one point. You have to enjoy yourself, talk to some family and friends. You have to do something that's your hobby, maybe one or two things that you've done over the years. And a hobby you haven't looked at in 20 or 30 years, I think, is important, too. Because that was a big part of your life. You know, I think it's nice to look back on some things and look at some photos. I was going through some stuff yesterday, just random. And in the box of random receipts and stuff that I was throwing away, there was a ticket for going down to Brooklyn. And I saw Pearl Jam 10 years ago on my birthday.
Wow.
And I'm like, geez, that's interesting that it showed up the exact same day that I was looking in this box. And who calls me afterwards but Terrence, who I went to Pearl Jam with.
Nice.
And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. You know, it was just like, there is some synchronous moments.
He didn't have more
life.
Pearl Jam tickets, did he?
No, but he was at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, seeing the new...
And he was seeing U2. Yeah, he was seeing the new U2 out there.
Yeah.
So I was like... which sounds like it's going to be amazing. Eventually, I'm going out there to go see them. They just put on new tickets that are actually going up for sale, I believe, on Wednesday morning for the last 2 months, for January and February.
Has Terrence taken up temporary residence in Las Vegas so he can go to all the shows?
No, but he got in line on Monday, and he was able to get right next to Bono and the Edge.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he went out there, because he wasn't going to, and then he decided to last minute, and I'm glad that he did. Because he ended up, he became like, it was like visiting old family and friends there. He went all over the world, and he did it. He did he became like one of the band members.
I know.
Pretty much.
I know.
You know, so and pretty amazing. So he ran into a lot of old friends that he hadn't seen in a while, too. So I was glad that he went. It was good to hear.
His journeys are legendary.
Mm-hmm.
How does he afford that? I mean, what?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why he had to stop for a while. It was like, well, maybe we can't. But another thing that was great about Terrence and a few of my friends is, you know what? It's like we all realize life is short. You have to do stuff.
Yeah.
And that's another good key of advice, I think, is do something that you normally wouldn't do for yourself. I think that's kind of important. Like last minute, you know, I'm like, well, I never buy a $125 case of beer. I'm like, but I did today.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'm going to remember from this birthday and the birthdays going forward. If I get to them, if I'm blessed with a few more, I'll be like, hey, remember when you bought $125 worth of beer? Well, that same case is now $250 and we're all out of work. Yeah. I had some more, a little advice coming up here. This was a new job that I've been working at, a little separate side job here. I had somebody in the workplace that we were brought up kids, and they said they had three, and they said this one is their oldest, and they showed tattoos of three cats on their arm.
Oh dear.
So I guess my advice here is not to call your pets your kids.
Well, are they?
I'm trying to figure out why this is happening.
Are the kids actually cats?
The kids are cats. Oh, all three of them were cats.
Oh dear Lord! Why are you getting your cat's name? Don't get your pet's name tattooed on your body.
But here's the other part that I kind of sat back on this one, and I'm like, oh, that's nice, because new job, new people, new job. I'm like, all right, I'll listen to the story. And about four other people chimed in about their kids, which were cats or dogs. And I'm like, what? And they were all ranging from their 20s into their 70s.
Oh boy!
And I'm like, what is going on here? I've never experienced this. I'm like, do you actually have a real live boy at home that's like 6 or 7 years old? And you're like, hey, your sister was licking herself in the cat box today. You know, I'm like, what is going on? This doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
My advice is to stop calling your pets children.
They're not children. They're not kids. They don't actually love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might actually love you.
I can understand that they're family members.
Yes.
I can get that. I can get behind that. And there's some dogs, and I can't say there's any cats that I've loved over the years, but there's some dogs I've loved over the years. And I'm saying that as the actual dogs. There's some dogs I've loved over the years. I loved my fish. I enjoyed my fish.
I've had a number of cats over the years.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
Did you love them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I've got one now who I love. You know, he's great. He's a fun cat. But it's like, if I were, and this is true of most pets.
And it's a he, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I were to fall over dead in the apartment, it would probably be an hour before the cat started trying to eat me.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't trust cats. But you're also.
Dogs do it too.
You're also not yelling to your son, hey, Bobby, go get your brother. He's on the roof again.
Right.
You know?
Every now and again, you'll see one of these stories where, like, an elderly person dies by themselves in their apartment.
Yeah.
And then
are gone.
When the first responders show up, the pet has begun eating the owner.
Yeah. I actually, as you know, I'm a big horror fan. We did the Real Horror Show for a while back. Last year, the year before here at WMFO. I just got one. It's about lions attacking. It's called, what is it called? Like Rage or something like that. Oh, no, Prey.
Oh, it's not Roar?
It's Prey.
Roar is the one that you got to see.
No, I haven't seen Roar. You told me about that. Yeah.
Melody Griffith got her head chewed off by a lion on the side of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this one's called Prey, and there's that double entendre there, you know, to pray for your life and pray. But it's supposed to be pretty gratuitous, and it's got like a 4.2 on IMDb, so I'm like, this is a great midnight movie for the movie party.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to run any, but I think I'm going to watch at least a couple of horror movies this year, and that's going to be one of them. But yeah, I don't trust those cats. I don't trust those cats.
No, cats are out for themselves. That's who they are.
Yeah.
You know, and there's respect in that.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that. If a cat likes you, it means that it may share food with you.
Yeah.
And it may not immediately turn on you.
Yeah. My friend's cat is like comes right over and like looking at me and like, all right. And then purrs, and then I go to pet. Hisses.
Yeah.
Tries to bite you.
Yep. Those are signs of affection from a cat.
Yeah.
I got one for the parents out there. Here's something that you need to know, especially if you're a new parent and you haven't experienced this yet. You need to book your child's birthday party 6 months in advance.
Yep.
Because every other parent has booked their child's birthday party 6 months in advance. And if you wait until 3 months ahead of time, all of the venues are full on any reasonable date that you would want.
Do you really have to invite everybody?
You do.
That the kids know.
You do. It's a
like
whole,
everybody that the kids met in life has to come to the party.
It's a whole thing. You got to drop $3,000 on the party. You got to invite all the parents, and then they're going to invite you to their kids' parties. Mm. You're going to spend every other weekend going to Walmart buying some other toy for some kid that your child barely knows because all the parents are now in on this birthday thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is one of the things they don't tell you when you become a parent. Is the whole, like, child birthday party industrial complex.
I was just deathly afraid of holding children's birthday parties. That's why I didn't have any kids. I'm like, forget it. I don't want to hold the parties.
It's brutal.
I want my wallet to stay full.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Absolutely brutal.
You done, like, the Sea of Balls one yet? Where all the kids are drooling in the Sea of Balls and Chuck E. Cheese and stuff?
We went to Storyland.
Nice. Yeah, all right.
Storyland's got a fun variation on this.
Yeah.
Because they've got this, it used to be a dark ride years ago.
Dark ride?
Yeah, a dark ride where you ride on it and you go through the scenes.
I got you.
And stuff jumps out at you and all that.
Yep.
So they turned it into, it's a big dome, and so they turned it into a room full of machines that fire foam balls into the air.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Nothing sucks up everything that comes out of a child quite like these foam balls. Like, if you were to submit one of these foam balls for scientific analysis. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
If you were to submit one to science for analysis, they would immediately put a hazmat suit on.
Like the meteor rock in Creepshow, Jordy Verrill.
And tell you to run. Like, this is where the COVID outbreak
began. Green slime.
Is with these balls.
Mm.
And the kids are in there for hours playing with these balls.
Juicy.
It's just what's going to happen. I mean, the kids are going to get sick anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, you know, who wouldn't want to just jump in a sea of balls on their birthday at middle age? You know, I'm just afraid I'd break something and not come up from it again.
Yeah.
I saw something, all these crazy videos that are out on the Facebook and TikTok. They're all like, you know, 5-10 second things. But there was somebody on a TV show, and they were running through some foam or something, and there was a platform, and the girl's ankle just went backwards.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh my God, do we really need to see this over and over again? And these videos just keep replaying over and over again. And I'm like, I was awful to watch the first time, and it's still awful to watch it the 10th. You know, it's like I'll be making a sandwich or something and I can't click on it because my fingers are busy. And then all of a sudden I'm like, you know, I'm hearing like the break over and over again. It's awful.
This is why I don't use TikTok.
It's awful.
There's another helpful tip.
Well, people,
don't use TikTok.
That's good. That's a good tip. You know, people are sending the videos, though, and what happens is as soon as you look at the one, it races on to the next one.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty good, though. There's the unbirthday song in the background for anybody whose birthday is not today. You remember this from the Disney movie?
Yes.
I forget
Alice
which one
Wonderland.
It was. Alice in Wonderland. Yes. Yeah. Not bad. I always liked Alice in Wonderland.
Well, you like birthdays.
This is the unbirthday song.
You like birthdays. I do not. I loathe.
Yeah, you don't like birthdays very much. I don't really like them. They're okay. I like to celebrate birthdays more than most, I think.
See, when I was growing up, birthdays were an endless source of stress for my mother. And, like, everything was an endless source of stress for my mother. But birthdays in particular were. and she would inevitably like be fired up and snapping at me all day long.
Really?
And I got to a point where I was just like, I don't want that. So I don't want to deal with this.
My mom was great. She would always make everything that you wanted. She'd make the food that you wanted. So when I was a kid, my favorite was chicken cacciatore. And as I got older, I like lasagna and stuff. She would make like your favorite food, and she would always make a cake, always from scratch.
Yeah.
And it was always awesome. And it was always an event. My mom was very big on birthdays. She was very big on holidays, and that's passed down because I've always enjoyed the holidays and the birthdays over the years.
The holidays were a big deal in my house, but my mother was very big on yelling at people who made a mess or knocked something over or were in the way while she was cleaning, and the house had to be immaculate before anyone came over.
Everybody makes a mess.
Exactly. I'm a little more relaxed when it comes to that, although, you know, current state of my house is I got a 3-year-old in it.
Yeah. Can you imagine like 20 adults in that sea of balls? Like, you'd never see something like that, but you know, they'd call the cops.
Somebody's getting naked.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Somebody's getting naked.
Yeah.
And going at it.
What was the cool vat of Roosevelt Dimes? That was like a Dennis Miller joke, right?
It's
like,
yeah.
I'm going to bathe in a bathtub full of cool Roosevelt Dimes.
Yes.
Like, I wonder what that must feel like. You must taste like metal, or your skin turns purple after that.
That'd be interesting.
I saw something on Oprah. This guy, and this was a TikTok video. Guy was like purple from like taking silver supplements. You see this guy?
No,
he's purple. Here's my advice: don't do that.
No, the kids are all going to want to do that now.
So as soon as your skin starts changing color,
you already got the kids that are eating tons of carrots, so they can turn orange.
You look like Papa Smurf, really?
Yeah, if you eat enough carrots, you will turn orange.
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like tan orange? Or like,
no, like orange,
bright
orange.
Orange.
Like orange.
Come
like
on.
Visibly orange. You got to eat a whole lot of carrots for it to happen, but you can turn yourself orange eating a lot of carrots.
Isn't Ahsoka orange? She's orange, isn't she?
Yeah, but she was born orange.
Yeah.
She was born this way.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of that show.
Yeah, it was okay.
Don't watch.
Nothing special.
Don't give Disney Corporation your money. There's some helpful tips.
Yeah, there's some helpful tips.
Don't give Disney your money because they're just going to disappoint you over and over again. I watched the 2 episodes of Loki, and I've got no idea what's going on in that show.
I didn't
anymore.
Watch the first one. Yeah, I mean, it's been. I watched Ahsoka, and it was hit and miss for me.
Yeah.
There were parts that I liked, and there were other parts just like, what is everybody like? They're like, oh, I saw Anakin in his Clone Wars suit, and I cried. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
I'm like, who is crying because they've seen a character show up on screen for 3 seconds in a TV show?
Yeah.
Who's crying?
People who really, really, really need to get out of the house and talk to other people.
Yeah. I know.
Not online.
You're not a Survivor fan, right? You never liked the Survivor, did you?
I watched the first season sort of half-heartedly, and then I was like, yeah, there's nothing interesting here.
I've always enjoyed Survivor, and the latest incarnation is people quitting. Like, they quit. It's like, you have thousands and thousands of candidates for the show, and people are just, like, getting on. They're like, I miss my boyfriend. And, oh, okay, and I miss smoking cigarettes. Somebody actually said, I miss nicotine.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, thank God at least they brought up, you know, cigarettes. It's like, at least we don't hear that too often. You know, because that's a dying thing.
That's okay now.
Yeah.
It's okay to quit.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's another helpful tip. It is not okay to quit.
They're going away as heroes. And this last one, like this last week, spoiler alert for anybody who watches Survivor hasn't watched it. This person was definitely getting voted out. They were one of like four other, there's 5 people on the tribe. 4 of them were from another tribe. So last person, they didn't know him for less than like 12 hours. So you knew he was gone. And then he comes to the tribal council. He's like, oh, my God, I miss my husband. And, you know, my greatest adventure is being at home with my husband. So instead of just getting voted out like a regular episode, they make it into like this little mini hero, like missing his husband. I'm like, what is going on here? I'm like, no, you just lost because you didn't play the game well and you didn't, you know, build relationships.
Here's your gold star.
And it's like they're trying to turn it into being a winner. It's like, no, Survivor is the last one that wins. Still, that's why it's called Survivor.
Yep.
But, you know, Jeff Probst is sitting there, and he's a producer now on, and he's, like, sitting there gritting his teeth. I'm like, oh, my God. He must be rolling around, you know.
My tastes run more to Shark Tank and Lego Masters. So
Shark Tank's fun. I haven't watched Lego Masters. I know I have to, but
new season's great.
Yeah. Let me throw this out again, 855-915-9636. If you want to call in with a problem, we will do our best to answer it for you. It is Chris's Helpful Tips here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Searle. Derek Gary is my guest.
So in honor of your birthday, we have the, you know, the, I guess you call that what, the swag bag?
A little swag bag, huh?
Yeah. It says yay.
It does say yay. That's nice.
Because that's an appropriate birthday sentiment.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Yeah. Let me put a little PSA on and a song, and we will come right back, and we will open my gifts on the air here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Yay.
Again, 855-915-9636 if you want to call in and say hello.
Now, it must be the year for birthday parties, because everybody seems to be having a birthday party.
I drive a truck from Baton Rouge to Houston, and I get mighty hungry all the way. But I don't slow down for truck stops, and I look out for the law, and I don't even stop for the scales. 'Cause there's a little woman waits for me in Houston. She cooks a recipe I really like. She uses canned tomatoes, ground beef and onions too, and she mixes it all up with a cup of rice. She takes the ground beef and onions and some nice green pepper, and she puts them in a pan and cooks them till they're really looking great. And then she mixes them together with a little chili pepper, tomatoes, and some salt. Then she puts it in the oven and lets it bake. By the time she hears my air brakes in the front yard, she's got that Houston hash all nice and brown. 'Cause she knows I've got a craving, all my hunger I've been saving, and I'd almost risk a crash for Houston hash. Yes, I'd almost risk a crash for Houston hash.
Houston hash. I love that. I guess my tip there was get yourself food that you enjoy and a woman you enjoy for your birthday.
Get yourself
or a man
good,
you enjoy,
get yourself
whatever
some
you
good
want.
Smoked meats.
Get yourself some Houston hash.
Smoked meats are always a win.
I love that. I love the songs that, you know, you can picture as you're listening to him. He's like in his 18-wheeler. He's hungry.
Yeah.
He's going, you know, down south. He's got to get to Houston in time to see his lady, and she's going to make him some minute rice with some, you know, some meat and green peppers in it. I'm like, nice.
I think he mentioned whiskey as well. So,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, nice. He knows what he likes.
In the background, we have the Forest from Nintendo 64 soundtrack.
That's sort of what you need on your birthday, is someone who knows what you like.
I'm going to open up the yay bag.
And then there's me.
I love the meat strip. I got a Jack Link meat strip, everybody.
It's
very
protein.
Nice.
Yeah, protein is
you.
Important.
You know that I need my protein,
you gotta
Derek.
Keep that protein coming.
Yep. As I get older, I need my protein. I got a Sharpie. A purple one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the color purple, as you know. Mostly because of Prince, of course, and it's also regal.
That's right.
I should mention some other people's birthdays today. Tom Petty's birthday, even though he's passed, he's today. Bela Lugosi, the original Dracula, I would say. Well, one of the original Draculas. And John, what is it, Krasinski from The Office?
Oh, he's still alive.
He's still alive. Snoop Dogg, he's still alive, surprisingly. Yeah. And I've learned that Kamala Harris also shares her birthday with me.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I wonder what she's doing. Probably not a lot.
No.
Yeah. Let's see what's here. Oh, Thomas and Friends Mini. Very nice. Did Bobby pick that out? That's pretty cool.
No, these are the finest you know, birthday swag items that Dollar Tree has to offer.
This is
that's
very
where,
cool.
That's
no,
where everybody goes
you.
To get these things.
Thank you. I should. Oh, this is nice. A little Stegosaurus.
It's an ankylosaurus.
Oh, it's an ankylosaurus. I should know my dinosaurs. That's one little bit of advice for you people when you're a man in your 50s, you should know your dinosaurs.
Yes. If you encounter children, knowing your dinosaurs will help.
I did like the ankylosaurus because this one had like a mace for a tail.
Yeah.
And if that thing swung your way, you were going down.
It's like if those were still around, we would totally keep them as pets right now.
Yeah, an ankylosaurus. I'd have one of those in my backyard. Better than a cat.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Oh, wow. You have an Earl Jeep. It actually says Earl on it.
It's an Earl Motors Jeep.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you. Very cool.
I found that at an antique store. And
wow.
I looked at the side of it and I said, oh, I know who needs to own this.
Yeah, Earl.
Yeah.
Damn, it's me.
Earl Motors.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pretty cool. Thank you. I've never. That's something I didn't know existed until right now.
The kid is into Hot Wheels.
Yeah, very cool.
So I spend a lot of time looking for Hot Wheels now.
Oh, wow. And then there's a birthday cake Kit Kat at the bottom.
Yep.
Very
so
nice.
You got to have the birthday cake, too. So
awesome.
We got it all covered.
I appreciate this. Thanks so much. That's wonderful.
It's a nice assortment of birthday.
I love surprises.
Trinkets.
It's a nice little surprise.
Trinkets and tchotchkes.
I have to tell you, this it hasn't happened yet, but it came close. This could have been the year that I didn't get any cards in the mail, but I did get one from dear old Ma today.
There you go.
I've had plenty of people call me or text me, but just the birthday card part is fading over the years. I think a lot of people don't send cards anymore.
You can do it in person. Like, if you're going to see someone in person, you give them the card.
Yeah.
In the office, I think offices still do the cards. That used to drive me nuts at the office.
Oh, yeah. Birthday cake for four people this week.
Not so much the birthday cake, but the cards constantly going around. And it's like, who's this one for? Oh, that's for Alice in accounting. And it's like, I don't know Alice in accounting. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, and then someone you actually know comes up and it's like, how offensive can I actually be on an office birthday card?
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Yeah.
You got to write it in code.
All the girls were pregnant and they were having kids back in my 20s when we were at the call center. And everybody's throwing, you know, fives and tens in there. And I'm like, geez. It's like, what do you want me to keep writing? It's like, keep screwing, you know? What do you want me to write? You know, keep going. And then my buddy Maddie, he gets a promotion, right? And this promotion card goes around. There's change in it. There wasn't even bills in it. Like, everybody hated Maddie. He got promoted. Well, not everybody. We loved him. But, like, all the girls are like, yeah, I'll throw in 20 cents. I'm like, Maddie was giving you fives and tens when you had your kid.
Well, if he's getting promoted, he's getting more money, right? So it's like,
you don't
need to give him money.
That's
true.
He used to bring a briefcase around. He was like, he was working the call center. And it was the call center. I'm like, what do you need the briefcase for? Nobody knew what was inside there. Like, maybe a pencil. That was about it.
Makes him look all corporate.
He did look good.
That's why he got promoted.
And he did get promoted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I just remember he got his promotion, and then the girls were throwing a bunch of change there.
Here's a couple of good tips for you, especially for those of you who are attending Tufts University and are going to be entering the workforce soon.
Yep.
Get a briefcase. And
not
bring
a bad idea.
Bring it to work every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Put your lunch in it. Doesn't matter what's in it. Watch the movie Falling Down.
Great movie.
He had his thermos and his lunch in it. Doesn't matter what's in it. Get a briefcase. Bring it to work every day. People are going to be like, that guy's doing something.
The other thing is...
Never leave your desk without a clipboard or a laptop in your hand. If you're walking around the office, going any place other than the bathroom, have a clipboard or a laptop in your hand.
Sure. Yeah.
You can spend entire weeks away from your desk.
It's true. Yeah. You could do the Google Mail on the on the iPad.
Hanging out wherever you want.
Yeah.
If people see you walking around with a clipboard, they're going to think you're working your butt off.
When we were working at the call center, my buddy Jim, he put a customer on hold so he can go number two for a half an hour.
Yeah.
He literally left. He just put him on hold and he left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the hell did he go? And he came back. I'm like, did you just go to the bathroom? He's like, yeah. And the person was still on the phone, of course.
And then
he hung up on him. It was like they waited a half hour and then he hung up on him.
I got all kinds of
that's
promotions.
That's why Media One was an awful place to work.
I got all kinds of promotions at my third job because I figured out I had to walk by the boss's office every time I wanted to have a cigarette break downstairs.
Yep.
So I figured out if I had like a folder or a clipboard with me, they thought I was going to talk to somebody or they thought I had something urgent.
Sure. Yep.
And
Makes sense.
They promoted me like crazy.
Yep.
I was just going downstairs, putting it on the steps and having a cigarette. A lot of times I was going across the street and hanging out in the convenience store for 10 minutes and then putting it on the steps and having a cigarette.
Yep, yep. Oh, I watched you went to the Game of Thrones. You weren't into the Game of Thrones, right?
I watched a few of them, and then I was like, yeah.
I watched the House of Dragons, which was pretty good. Did you see the House of Dragons? It was the 10 episode, came out like 2 years ago.
No, it's got Matthew Smith in it, though, and I like him.
Yes, he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. That's Doctor Who, right?
Yeah, he was Doctor Who. He was King, the Queen's husband for a little while on The Crown.
Oh, I didn't see The Crown.
Yeah.
Is that good?
He's done. The Crown is very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's been in a bunch of stuff. He's a great actor.
Yeah, he was excellent. A lot of fun. Very, very good. But yeah, great show. Consistent. That's what I liked about it. It was at least a solid B every episode.
Nice.
There was one episode. It's like I didn't really think I needed to see three live birth scenes, but it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You know, you got to throw that in there or it's like, you know, some guy with a horse.
Yeah.
That's what it was like in the first round. Like, oh my God, what is going on? It's like, yeah, we could take this conversation out of the brothel for one episode. So,
but
I
then you
know.
Lose the audience. It's what they tune in to see.
It's true.
No, I pretty much. I really haven't been watching much television anymore.
No.
Weren't we supposed to stop watching because they all went on strike?
Yeah, I haven't been watching a whole lot of TV either. You know, I did watch the Game of Thrones. I was proud that I finished that, and I did finish Ahsoka. But you know, I watched that every week.
Yeah.
And you know, hit and miss. I was waiting for something to happen. I'm just like, she's boring.
That ultimately was my problem with it.
She's boring. I hated Sabine. I'm like, the cartoon Sabine was great.
Yeah.
The live-action Sabine was awful.
They got Sabine completely wrong.
Yeah, she got a lightsaber right through her and survived. I'm like, what? That made no sense.
What's his face?
Grand Admiral Thrawn?
No, not
Ezra Bridger?
Ezra.
Yeah.
Ezra turned into like a second-year... Like a college,
with his super blue eyes,
like college sophomore Hillel vice president.
Yeah, what is going on?
Is what Ezra became.
That's right,
he's like the vice president
of Hillel.
He's like, hey yes. guys, yeah. let's yeah. all get together, and you know, we're all going to look out for each
with
other
with his little sea blue eyes.
And it's like you're yep. supposed to be a Jedi. You're yeah. like the last of the next generation of Jedi, and you're yeah. hanging around hippieing out.
Yeah, and it takes him like 5 minutes to make a you know makeshift lightsaber so he can fight. I'm like, yeah. no, lightsabers are supposed to take a long, long time to do. That's what Luke was doing in between Empire and Return of the Jedi. He was making a lightsaber. Took him years.
They got Sabine entirely wrong.
Yeah.
Entirely wrong.
And Hera, all you saw was her ass the whole time. I'm like, why do they keep showing Hera's ass?
Hera was entirely wrong.
Yeah, she was wrong too. And she was great on the regular show.
On the regular show, she was like Rebels. The fierce maternal type.
Yes.
Who's got to look out for everybody no matter what.
Yes.
And this one, she's just kind of standing there and smiling at everything.
They got Chopper
like,
right.
What is it? They got Chopper right.
They should have showed him more, but they got Chopper
can't
right.
Can't argue with Chopper. No Jack anywhere.
Yes. I know. Also a great character.
Yeah, he showed up at the end of The Mandalorian
for
like 2 minutes.
Drinking for about 2 minutes at a bar.
And I'm like, he's going to... And Thrawn, they got entirely wrong because...
Yeah, it was the same voice actor, right?
I understand that every... No, it's not.
Oh,
I understand that everybody's older in this.
Yeah.
But this was like the fat, middle-aged, I'm plotting my comeback like Donald Trump. Version
right.
of
and it's
Grand
like,
Admiral Thrawn.
But there was also, like, everybody's like, oh my God, the threat is real. The threat is real. It's like, why don't they mention what the hell he did?
Yeah.
They didn't even mention what the hell he did.
Why is everybody worried about this old blue fat guy?
Disney wants people who haven't watched Rebels to go onto their platform and watch all the cartoons.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They're taking all these shows and they're throwing them together and they want everybody to watch all the old shows so they get more and more revenue for all the streaming shows.
If you remember Rebels, mm-hmm. Thrawn had two IG-88
yes.
assassin droids
yes.
that he used to train with daily.
Yes.
Because they could kill him.
Instead, he's been eating meals.
And it kept him in perfect shape.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, he's been sitting at the end of the edge of the galaxy, like, hitting the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
And plotting. And it's like, what?
I don't understand all these emotional attachments involving the cartoons, though. And I'm just like, wow, what a different...
Well, the thing that drove me nuts about
it... Different generation of Star Wars fans. Was,
I gave you 8 episodes and nothing happened.
Exactly.
The whole thing is a prologue.
I felt that the same about Boba Fett. I felt the same about Mandalorian, even.
Well...
Like, even Mandalorian, the story, it took forever to get going. And it's like, they had plenty of throwaway episodes in the first season.
But at least we got the Bo-Katan story out of the Mandalorian.
Oh,
we didn't
God.
Get the Mandalorian story, but Bo-Katan has been resolved.
Yeah, give me a break.
Give Bo-Katan her own show.
Third season was lousy.
Give her own show. She's a great character. I love Katie Sackhoff.
She already had it.
Yeah, it's called The Mandalorian. Yeah. But part of that, keep in mind, is because Pedro Pascal quit.
Yeah, I think you're right. They didn't show his face at all.
No, because he quit. He walked off the set and said, I'm not doing this anymore. Got the much better deal over at HBO to do The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And they managed to keep him under contract to do the voiceover.
I think it was the fat Asian guy that was in the Mandalorian suit, too, that Carson guy.
Yeah.
That was the X-Wing pilot that's in, like, every show now. They, like, throw him in the Mandalorian outfit.
Yeah.
He seems to show up for work every day. Let's give. Hey, 855-915-9636, if you want to call in and give us a problem. And we will answer your problems.
Yeah, we have
otherwise,
problems.
Derek and I could talk about other people's problems.
Yeah, Disney.
And offer advice.
Disney has problems. Here's some advice. Watch Train to Busan if you haven't seen it.
What's that?
That is a Korean zombie movie that was...
Train to Busan.
Up until...
B-U-S-A-N?
Yep. Up until recently. I don't know how long ago it broke free. But up until recently, it was behind the Netflix paywall. Now it is on Tubi.
Nice. I like the break free like double entendre with the train, like it's going off the rails.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It is a zombie movie that will make you cry.
From 2016, it says, yeah. South Korean action horror film.
It is a zombie movie that will make you cry because you actually care about the characters. It's about the characters. It's not about the zombies.
I don't cry that much, though.
The zombies are there to be like the threat.
Yeah.
That's going to destroy everybody's lives.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's some zombie stuff in here. It's very, zombies are very World War Z.
Yeah.
But this is one of my favorite movies ever. It is a great, 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 great movie. And if you've never seen it, watch it. You will love it.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I think, you know, we have 11 minutes. Nobody seems to be calling in. That's all right. 855-915-9636 if you want to call in. We could talk about horror movies. Wreck, another great horror movie.
All the world's problems have been solved. I watched Wreck 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
You rewatched it?
Yeah, great movie.
Outstanding.
Did you watch Quarantine?
Yes. Nowhere near as good.
Nowhere near as good.
No.
Yeah.
If you're going to watch Wreck, watch the original Spanish language, Argentine. I think it was Spanish. Watch the original Spanish language version of
it. Yeah, so good. It's fast. It's loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at the time that it came out, nobody had ever seen those things done like that before.
Yeah, the kind of fast zombies.
It's not just the fast zombies, but sort of the misdirection and things coming at you in different ways.
Yes.
The
cameras and the small, everything is very confined. Confining movie.
A lot of that stuff has become very common now, and even Train to Busan does some of that. It's a great scene with helicopters that you will remember when you see it. But I've watched that. I've kind of been tracking on recent films this Halloween.
Yep.
You know what's horribly underrated is the Friday the 13th remake.
Which one? The remake.
2009.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's actually very good.
Yeah.
Because it gives you everything that you want from a Friday the 13th movie. And it gives Jason some context without trying to humanize him.
I got one to throw out there that I don't think we talked about on the Real Horror Show. Drag Me to Hell. Did you ever see that one?
I did see Drag Me to Hell. It's good.
Yeah, Sam Raimi. It's a good horror movie. It's a fun movie.
I think it's the one thing Raimi did in his later career that kind of lived up to the expectations of Evil Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, before Evil Dead.
He returned to horror.
Before it became just kind of a silly franchise that, you know, is Bruce Campbell being goofy.
What about the last? All right, so you said Train to Busan. I'll check that one out. Is it available online? Is it on the streamers?
It's on the Tubi.
It's on the Tubi.
Yeah, just go to Tubi.
All right. So within the last 10 years, another good horror movie or two. Can you think of any?
The Witch.
The Witch was good.
I like The Witch.
I enjoyed that. I like to call it the Vavitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like The Witch a lot. It's a slow burn.
Yeah.
It's 100% atmosphere.
Yeah.
But it's very, very well done.
Did you see Hereditary? Did you finally see that?
I have not seen Hereditary.
You got to see Hereditary. You want to see a messed up movie. That is a messed up movie, and it breaks a lot of the horror rules.
I could go better than that. Have you seen Terrifier?
Terrifier, I heard, is amazing, but I haven't seen it. Terrifier 2.
On Tubi.
Oh, nice.
You have got to see Terrifier.
Yeah, that came out. Terrifier 2 came out last year, and I remember people were like, what is this?
Yeah.
It's an over-the-top horror.
Terrifier has one of the most unbelievable kill scenes ever put in any horror movie anywhere. And I'm including the most disturbing stuff that's ever been made.
Yeah, yeah.
It is so over-the-top. It is so ridiculous. You just sit there with your jaw on the floor trying to understand what you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Terrifier is the gore in it is very, very, very extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a movie for kids. This is not a movie for people who don't like a lot of gore. It's extreme gore, but it's done with exactly the right touch.
Nice.
That it's not a movie that you sit there and you cringe at and you're like, oh my God, I can't handle this. It's done with the right kind of sensibility.
Very cool.
And that makes it entertaining. In as entertaining as any film where we're there to see people die can be.
Right.
You know, if you like really bloody slasher movies,
yeah.
If you like the Reanimator films, if you like some of the over-the-top French extreme stuff.
Those are all good midnight movies.
You're going to love Terrifier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Art the Clown will stay with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. You watch any of these American Horror Stories, the later ones?
I watched a couple of them. I haven't seen the last three or four. There's like a new one that comes out every other week.
Yeah, yeah. I still love that first season. Was really good.
The first season was
great.
The
Horror House, they dubbed it eventually, right?
I watched the first three episodes of Hotel, and that was where I kind of checked out.
Yeah, me too. Freaks was pretty good, too.
Freaks was amazing.
Yeah, Freaks was pretty good.
Freaks I loved. If you're going to only watch one season of it, that is the season to watch, because I honestly think that's where it peaked.
Yeah. Yeah, I did love that they did bring back a horror anthology, but you can see that the windows on these things are short with people.
Well, the attention span's gone.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to commit to, like, 20 weeks of story arc anymore.
Yeah. What do you think? Is it better to release 10 episodes all at once, or do you like this weekly format that a few of them are doing now?
I prefer to have the episodes all at once, just so that I can watch it on my own schedule. I mean, part of the reason they're doing that is to keep people from dropping their subscriptions.
Sure.
Especially with Disney, with like the high profile stuff, all of it now is episodic.
Yeah.
Because, and if you notice, the biggest shows will drop like a couple of weeks before the end of a quarter, and then lap over into the next quarter.
Yep.
So that they can sit there in front of the investors and say, everybody signed up for Disney Plus and everybody's renewing their subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you just put Ahsoka on, or you just put Loki on, or you just put, you know, the greatest mouse story ever told on.
That's true. Yeah. We're almost out of time. That's a quick hour.
Don't pay for streaming.
That's what happens. Derek's last bit of advice is do not pay for streaming. Go on the Tubby.
Yeah, go on the Tubby.
Yeah.
Steal your content.
Yeah.
They don't deserve your money.
I'm going to throw a little Lenny Kravitz on here to play us out. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Thanks for coming in for my special birthday show of Chris's Helpful Tips. And you dispensed your wisdom as always. I'm glad that you came back in, and we'll have you in here again on a Friday evening. And
I'm your present, Chris.
Yes. I enjoyed it. Yes, thank you.
After the mics go down, I have to take my pants off.
That Jeep is going to find a special spot on my in the office, and I'm going to have my birthday Kit Kat a little bit on the way home, I think.
Nice.
And we are going off to see Monty Python's John Cleese tonight, which should be a lot of fun.
Should be fun.
Yeah, it should be fun. So it's been WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Call on in next week, 855-915-9636. My thanks to Derek Gary for coming in here. And it's Chris's Helpful Tips special birthday episode. See you next. Well, next week, the Giggle Spot will be here as I go on a little vacation next week. I'll be back in 2 weeks, everybody. Have a happy, happy Halloween.
Happy weekend, everyone.
And happy weekend, everybody. And thanks for coming in there, Derek.
My pleasure.
We'll see you later, everybody.